Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe, episode 12. Welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm your host, Michael, with my co-host, Alicia. Hey, Alicia.
Hey. Hello.
So, we are here today on episode 12 talking about the big show, Insecure.
Yes. Hot topic.
Hot topic all over the internet. So, we stopped around episode 4 and we let it go, and then we binged it all the way to the end. We tried not to listen to what was going on, but somehow, as long as you're reading any kind of news with black folks, you're going to get most of anything that went on.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it led to whatever it led to, and we just wanted to see it for ourselves. So, you know, we left off with Issa actually having the career day. And her boy, Daniel, showed up and, you know, told the kids that she knew how to rap and she had something on the internet called Broken Pussy.
Yeah.
And
the kids found it.
And the kids found it and started going from there. So we kind of left off on there. But her and a girl, they were still trying to figure out what they needed to do together. Her girl Molly still finally got hold of the league. She got into the league with the high class Negroes.
The high class men Negroes.
Yeah, the male Negroes.
She didn't care about the women. She was all about she had to find men in her at her level.
Her class structure,
yeah, you
as
know,
she would say.
Very educated.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
really looking for the perfect guy. But she turned around and the other rental car guy, she said, well, got to let him go because now I'm in the league. And, you know, so they went through their little thing and he was like, yo, so all of a sudden we're just friends.
Yep.
So it's just great. The show shows so much reality in which, you know, people want what they want and doesn't realize at certain points of, are you stretching for your happiness or are you stretching for your need?
Well, you know, the whole show, I mean, from what the remainder that we have, we finished watching. It's that Molly is, we see that a lot here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And probably other people in their area probably see it, but we see it a lot here in Atlanta. There's a lot of well-educated women here who are looking for men that are at their level.
Absolutely.
And don't want to bring their standards down, you know, thinking that the man at that level is what is going to be perfect for them.
Absolutely.
And so Molly was, to me, I mean, I'm not too fond of Molly.
But well, I love Molly because her character is a real character. So to me, I love for her to just be that. Don't try to all of a sudden I'm going to be somebody else because society wants you to be there. She continued to be, look, I'm materialistic. I want what I want. I'm looking for the perfect guy. And if he doesn't ride up on a horse, then whatever, I'm looking for the next nigga from there.
To me, it's like, what the hell? She's never happy.
She's looking for perfection, though.
But she ain't even perfect and don't want to admit she's not perfect.
But,
because, you know, Essa already told her too many times and called her ass out.
Plenty of times.
I mean, and she still, Molly don't want to hear it.
But think about this. And this is why this show is just so amazing. You know, there's women like that. There's women who look beyond themselves and say, I'm looking for the perfect guy. It doesn't matter how I am. It's what I want.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because they want the easy way out. They don't want to work to make their man better. Because Issa's doing that. She's doing that mess too.
Yeah.
So she really is.
But again, when you a upwardly mobile woman who's a college educated friends in society at a certain level, that's all you're looking for, because if you achieved it, then the man that I'm with should be achieving it as well. The problem is these guys got the ability to pick who they want, and they fail to recognize that these guys may say, I don't have to be in a relationship. I don't have to get married. I can deal with a couple of women until I'm actually ready. And you see that with the relationships that Molly is going through. And she took, you know, this one guy to a party with her friends because she didn't think he was showing up. She was like, look, I'm going to a party. Maybe you should, you know, leave your clothes here so you don't have to worry about that. And she brings him to the party and he tells her, oh, yeah, I'm a boyfriend. And she was like, yeah, wow. And he was like, yo, I was just giving you what you wanted. I mean, come on now.
That's what you wanted to hear.
That's what you wanted to hear.
You need a fluffer.
Yeah. And he said something that was really kind of like, wow, this nigga just came out and said that. He said, it looked like you needed a win. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
He was, in reality, he was right. Yeah. And she hated the fact that he actually said it.
Yeah, but she didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, she didn't want to admit it.
And then she was dating somebody who had a lot of potential.
Exactly. He listened to her.
Yeah, he had no college degree. He was fun to hang out with. Mm-hmm. He was a good fuck. You could tell that.
Yeah, because she kept coming back.
But when they start giving, you know, talking about their little secrets. She got offended by what he said.
Yeah. So that episode was kind of crazy. Yeah. So they were sharing things. Yeah, I was with a girl and, you know, in college I had a couple of guys and you know, he was like, okay, something, well, I was with a guy and, you know, it was one time and this dude went down on me and I was like, whoa, I can't do that no more. I'm just not into that. And she was like, what? He's gay. And then she went to ask her girlfriends, and they was like, nah, that nigga gay, girl. That nigga gay. And they was like, look, man, did he do it again? Did he go back? Did he say he enjoyed it? You know, come on now. What are you asking for? And she was like, I just can't get over it. I can't.
No, she can't.
I won't. Because I want everything that I want. I want
but
the perfection.
You can't say that you're not. Because you did it, too.
But she didn't look at it that way. Man.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
It's different.
It's different. How is it different?
Yeah.
How is it different?
But again, I'm loving this because this is in reality. There's women and then there's men that think the same way. You know what I mean? They kind of like, oh, no, that nigga gay. That's it. Yeah. Bottom line. Yo, you know, they were young. They didn't know no better. Hey, that's it. No, that nigga gay. Cut it off. And you're like, wow, you really going to go that route?
Yeah, she really is going
to
go that route.
And you're going to continue to look for the perfect guy who's never done anything wrong, and he's going to choose you.
Yep, exactly.
That's what's so crazy. You think that guy that's perfect is going to choose you, an imperfect woman.
Yeah, because you're educated, and you know, have this career, and you're a lawyer, and so what, he should consider you over any other woman because you are very well educated? No.
No, not necessarily.
No, it's not.
Because you got a lot of drama.
Well, I mean, you know, for... Molly needs some serious work. And
well,
I mean,
well, it went to it a little later, but before we get there, let's get back to Issa. So even with her, she was still hanging out with a boy, Daniel. You know, she was hanging out with a boy. Lawrence finally got him a job of where he needed to be at.
Okay, so Lawrence was at Best Buy.
He's still working at Best Buy.
Okay, so Lawrence was still looking for a job. Lawrence, to me, was, you know, okay, you know, he was trying.
No, he figured out that what he needed to do was to be better. He needed to be better.
Well, you mean, but he needed some motivation.
And she motivated him by saying,
the girl, I think it was Tasha, the girl was that she met at the bank, really gave him some, you know, made him feel a little, okay, yeah, you know, I feel a little better. Yeah, and she just kept motivating him, you know.
No, she was encouraging him. But I don't think, I think Issa was the one who said, do it or go. So, and then, but he still didn't feel confident until, you know, the woman at the bank was saying, you can do that. Because remember during the episodes, Issa was kind of like, I don't want to hear about your problems. Listen to what I'm going through. And he was kind of like, God damn, I'm listening to your shit, but you don't want to listen to me. But he still was like, all right, you know, I'm always supporting her and I always will. But the chick at the bank was always like, wow, you're doing an app. Don't give that up. You know, wow, you're just so good.
Think about that. Doesn't that make you feel good to hear from somebody else that your woman ain't telling?
Yeah, but.
And so that's how I seen it too.
But
I
mean, but he didn't react to her. He still reacted like, I still want to be with Issa. You know what I mean?
Of course he said he wanted to be with Issa, but still, think about it. Issa wasn't even giving him that kind of motivation.
True. But
so, I mean, if this guy, I mean, even though she did that, what happened when that girl gave her the motivation? He went and got a job at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Not from Issa.
But he know he needed to, though, Alicia. It wasn't because she said, go get a job. It was, I need to do something or I'm going to lose a relationship that I want to be in.
I'm sorry. I still think that if Issa would have gave him some form of motivation to push him to say, listen, I understand what you're going through, but for the moment, get something.
But she couldn't do that because she was all about her. Right. But I think you're looking at it and you know, I'm not going to take away your opinion, but I looked at it that even negative motivation will motivate you. The fact that she said, I'm done if you don't do something other than sitting your ass around.
Okay, so
that negative motivation said to him, I got to do something. No, but then the positive was her saying, you can. And sometimes you just need to get something. He actually knew he had to do something.
Okay, so you're still thinking that Issa has something to do with him getting out there to get something when at the very beginning when she was saying that, he was basically ignoring her.
And Chelsea said, think about it. And Chelsea said, I don't think we should be together. And he was sitting there like, oh, shit, really? And she went out. And when she came back, she was like, I just don't want to hear it. And he was like, whoa. That's when he started cooking. He was doing some other things. He was starting
cleaning
up. That
was after he came back from the bank and deposited his darn.
Well, I think it was before.
His unemployment check.
It was a little before that.
Okay.
He was doing it. He did it along the way. I'm not saying that she didn't motivate him. I'm not saying that she didn't. So don't get me wrong. I think positive on top of ultimatums helps a lot better than just ultimatums standing alone. You know, he got some encouraging words from a woman that he see at the bank all the time. And it made him feel good that the direction that he was going was right.
Okay.
But the direction that he was going, he didn't want to get a Best Buy job, but he knew he had to because he had to do something to let Issa know that, hey, I'm all in. I don't want this to fail. But the positive from her was
Issa
like,
didn't even care.
But he didn't look
she
at it.
She wanted
that
him gone.
It didn't matter what she thought. You're still looking at it through the eyes of Issa. Through his eyes, he didn't want that relationship to end. So he knew if she was going to in this, that's not what he wanted.
Well, I know, but that I totally understand what Lawrence was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I totally understand what Lawrence was coming from. And Lawrence, yeah, he needed somebody to put the foot up his ass.
And that's what she did.
And that's it. But I don't think what she said was, I think maybe it was a small part of it, but I don't think so. It was the other woman at the bank that was a big part of it because he was having lunch with her. He was really.
But that was down the line. Yeah, he was already at Best Buy when they had lunch.
He still was feeling comfortable. I think that it was much. I really think that Issa wasn't the one that really put her foot up his ass high enough. I think there was other parts of it.
So think about it. In any relationship, it's not one thing. You're still looking for the one thing that did it. It's not one thing. It's multiple things.
Well, yeah, but you're saying that Issa was the main person who said that.
No, I didn't say main.
I said
it started it.
Okay.
It started him to say, I better do something. But it didn't mean that he was going to do something. You know what I mean? It meant that he had to do something. And then when she reinforced it on a positive side, she said, so let's break it up. Issa said, you about to do this, nigga, or you're gone, right?
Okay.
Right? She said, you need to do something because you're a good man, and you can do it. So you got two portions that he say, well, I got to do something because she's going to kick me out. And now I feel good because this woman is saying, wow, I can do it, and this makes me feel better, so I'm going to get out there, and I can feel good about doing it.
Right.
So I think it may not be 50-50. I can agree with you that positive reinforcement normally is the dominant thing to make a person do something. I think negative reinforces pushes you to do something, but it may not be what you really want to do. So I think Issa initiated it, but the other woman pushed him to do it on a positive level. So the positive level was, let me bring some money in while I can build myself up to look for a better job. Except for just sitting around doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I kind of looked at it that way. So I'm not saying that it was all that other chick. I'm not saying it was all Issa as well. I think in his mind, he knew he had to do something to keep Issa, but he knew he had to do something better because she, you know, kind of helped him along.
Well, I mean that he was really thinking about, you know, overall, it started making sense to him. I need a job. Let me get a job. Let me get something.
He didn't do that on his own.
Oh, so he didn't get Best Buy on his own?
No, no, no. He didn't think about that on his own.
Okay.
Issa made him do that.
So Issa made him go get a job at Best Buy?
Yeah. No, get a job.
Okay.
And then the other lady made him understand that don't give up your dream. You're better than that. So even while he was at Best Buy, he could have just stayed at Best Buy and said, look, Issa just wants me to work, so I'm just going to do that. The other lady made sure that he understood that you're better than that. Keep with your app, keep with your skills, and that's when he continued to look for something better. So she encouraged him to do him, not just to get a job. Issa said, you better get a goddamn job and do something other than sitting around here
okay, so
collecting unemployment.
Because, I mean, to me, the positive and reinforcement would have made me understand what I need to do.
Well, that's you. That ain't got nothing to do with how Lawrence did.
No, that's how I think that's how Lawrence did.
I don't think
Lawrence really. Issa was very harsh about it.
So, because
she basically walked out, came back, and then said, I can't do this anymore. And then you're saying that, okay, because of that, he rethought about what he needed to do to go out there. And I don't think it was just, I just don't think.
So I got you. So you think with Lawrence, because, you know, she said that he was just going to sit around the house and still not do anything.
I don't think I think it was the point that it was painful.
So being painful, and you're going to sit around and it's painful. Let's keep to your thought. You're going to sit around and it's going to be painful. So he wasn't going to do anything.
I really don't think he was.
No,
I don't.
Because if you go back to the episodes, you see that he knew that he wanted to talk to her. He wanted to do something. He had to do something to keep the relationship.
Okay.
So it's not about, see, you. There's a couple of things. There's the relationship and there's him. So he wanted to do things to keep the relationship, as according to Issa. But the other woman did it for him to be a better guy. You know, because Issa wasn't worried about him. To your point, Issa was worried about her. So you better correct this relationship by doing what I need for you to do. But the other woman was like, we don't have a relationship. I just see you as a good man. So it was, like, to me, it's two-pronged. It's not just the one thing. I think if you keep looking at the one thing and putting them all together, then you automatically are going to say the positive reinforcement made him do that. But you're forgetting that he still wanted to have a relationship with Issa.
Of course. That was it, of course.
So I think another woman will make you feel positive about another woman.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
He did that on his own, and that's because he wanted to be with Issa. But anywho, yeah, I think we belabored that one along. But anyway.
This is what it's all about.
No.
Okay,
is.
So first of all, for everybody to know that probably don't know and probably need to remind you, we've been married 35 years.
35.
Okay, so relationship for us is totally different. Also, I am a life coach for women empowerment and relationships. So I've talked to a lot of women on the issue of men because they don't understand and they want this control over men, and that doesn't work that way. And so when we talk about this relationship that you're hearing us talk about, is the relationship between a man and a woman and how they both are going to see it perceivably. Of course, I'm seeing it from a Lawrence perspective, and he is also seeing it from Issa's perspective. But I understand why Lawrence felt the way he did. How he got to that point, we could assume, okay, for what we see on the TV. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we both have two different perspectives on why we think they got to that point.
Yeah. And the thing is, this is the reality of people you know, people you've been around, people you've talked to. And you're absolutely right, Leisha. When you with a life coach, there's people is looking at things much differently. You know what I mean? They're looking at things as I'm single and I see things in this way, I see things in that way. You know, it's just a little crazy. But I just enjoyed this show so much because it's so raw, and they're not trying to make it feel good. They're trying to make you understand that this is the reality of relationships. Whether you're married or single or in a relationship, it shows all aspects of that. And I enjoyed it a lot. But as we continue on with the other episodes, you know, this is where you're seeing a lot of the conversation on the internet is when she went out with her boy Daniel, and she said, well, you need to help me take this video down. And he was like, look, I'll do what I can, but let's go to the studio. And they go to the studio, a couple of cats in there, she's the only female, and he looking at her, and she's like, look, check all of this out. And it comes to a point that when everybody's leaving, she's in the booth, they're having fun, they're getting high, and one thing leads to another, and she's having sex with this nigga on the couch.
Well, see, her problem with trying to deal with Daniel is like she was trying to fill a she really wanted to get rid of Lawrence. At that point, I really felt that she was unhappy, and she just wanted to find a reason to break up with Lawrence because she wanted to be with Daniel.
So I don't think so.
Okay.
And the reason why I don't think so is because she felt guilty.
No. This is before she had that little thing of sleeping with him.
No, she felt comfortable with Daniel because Daniel and her had history.
She's like, he was saying, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship because she wanted a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me from the beginning spoke that she really was trying to find a way to fill that spot. Right. Of Daniel, because she don't want to just get rid of Daniel. She just want to let him go. She want to find somebody else to fill that spot.
Okay, I got you. See, this is where you're not looking at it. These are 8 episodes. It's not, you can't hold on to episode 2 and think that's she's going to continue that feeling through these 8 episodes.
No. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just trying to say it was still something lingering.
Right. So, but it's not dominant because it was lingering because she feels comfortable with him. She feels comfortable because he knows her. You know, she's been with Lawrence for about five years. But she knew this guy in school, and she really wanted to get with him. And her little rap career that she was doing, you know, she felt, wow, he gets it. I'm always having fun with that. You know, we sitting here, I feel comfortable with this dude. But shoot, after it happened, she was like, damn. This wasn't the right thing. This was not the right thing. Because if she said, I want to get rid of him, she would have been like, look, you know, this happened, we just need to break up.
She said that after she found out that Lawrence got a job working for another company. For a startup. I mean, so she started this. I think that's when she started to see that he really was trying to change for her. But no. She didn't see that before.
Yes, she did. Okay. Because remember, when they sat down on a couch and he was going to get rid of the couch and they did all of that, she made a decision, you know, I need to try to make this work. And you can tell they were going out, they were shopping together, you know, they said the little lotion thing, and they said, that's going to be us.
That was before, I mean.
That wasn't before he had that other job.
No, that was before she had that, then she knew then what he was trying to do and still slept with him.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she still slept with him. I'm saying to the point, she did understand that she needed the relationship. But when Daniel decided to come after her, as opposed to her coming after him, she still had that lingering effect of, I still like him, though.
Lawrence was doing right by her, she still had that.
But it was her. See, again.
But that's what I was telling you, is that she still was not thinking. It was all about her.
Right.
It was never the fact that what she used. I mean, even in the 8 episodes, how you say it, he was still trying. He was making a difference. He was making a change. And it took her being patient about it. She didn't have the patience.
No.
She just, for her, she was like, like I said, once she slept with him and she came home, was about to tell him, he told her he got that new position, she felt like shit. Because she didn't think he was going to get out of that job working at Best Buy.
No, she felt like shit because he didn't tell her that. She came home, she just felt like shit. Had nothing to do with the other job.
Okay.
Nope. So... the episodes, you got to understand, you're blending the episodes into where he told her and then the other one. Because when she told her and she was like, oh, that's real good. Then he's like, but you know what? I'm way beyond now. My app is this. And she was like, whoa, slow down. You need to get the job. You can't start and just not take a job and start with your app. Come on now.
He already
you
had
need to
the
take
job,
the,
but he felt that...
He didn't need to have that job because right. He was better than them...
Anyway. Right.
And she was like, look, slow down, dude.
Take the job,
yeah. And then just build from that.
Yeah.
So, but that was totally different.
But see, Michael,
and I even thought that was a good thing, even though at first it felt like, look, you crushing his dream again. But in reality, it was kind of like, look, take this, build on that, and then go from there. You just got an opportunity to do what you wanted to do, but take this opportunity first and build on it. So after I was watching, I was like, no, she did the right thing. She didn't crush his dream. She just said, look, reality is, take this, build on it, and then you can come back to it. And that's kind of how I saw that. But again, you know, after I was I was listening to the other podcast, the thing that, you know, people fail to understand is the name of the show is Insecure, and that's what she is. She's very insecure with everything that she does.
Of course.
She's insecure about her relationship. She's insecure about her job. She's insecure about her friends and everybody who she deals with. She's very insecure.
But this is why I was trying to tell, this is why I'm trying to explain to you. She's a woman. And as a woman, she's looking for, just like her girlfriend, the perfect fit for her.
Yeah.
And Lawrence, she's been insecure about Lawrence for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was trying to do right by her, she still had to go sleep with Lawrence. I mean, with Martin.
Whatever. No, but that still wasn't something that she was, at first, she was going after that, right? We saw that from episode 1 and 2. And he said, nah, we're not going there. But then after he got involved with her, then he started chasing her. She wasn't going after him. But then once he started chasing her, it made her feel good. Basically like the woman in the bank. She's chasing after this dude, and he's feeling good about it, but he's not looking for another relationship. Whereby Issa was chasing after him because she thought we could have made something more with our relationship. But once he started giving it back, it was kind of like, wow, I feel so good with this dude.
Yeah, but she was cold-hearted. Because once she found out that Lawrence was doing better and got a better job, she cut down, what's his name, babe? What's the guy she slept with name?
Daniel.
Daniel. She's like, what did she say?
She felt guilty. She wasn't cold-hearted.
No,
she felt guilty.
No, she. What she said at the end was like...
No. That was exactly what you should do. to make him understand, dude, I am done with you. You don't take it literally. See, what you doing, you still taking statements literally. She did that to say, you can't tell a guy, look, I'm in a relationship. He won't understand that. She had to say, look, you was just an itch. Okay. If you don't tell a nigga that, he's going to continue to come back.
All right. If that's what
she hit him hard, and it broke him because that mean he was nothing.
Because I think it's the fact that she realized Lawrence was trying to do right, and he was doing right by her, nope, like he's supposed to. Nope. And she let him go. But if Lawrence had let her go before, she would have kept Martin.
Kept who?
She would have kept Daniel. Excuse me. She would have kept Daniel.
No. If Lawrence would have walked away, yeah, she would have kept Daniel.
Of course she would have.
So, but that's if. That's a if with whatever. This is the point. She didn't know what she wanted. We already said this before. It's not she wanted Lawrence or she wanted Daniels. She didn't know what she wanted. She wanted Daniel, but she still wanted Lawrence. But she liked Daniel, but she wanted Lawrence. She wasn't sure what she wanted. So to try to say she knew what she wanted, she didn't. And even at the end of the at the end of the season, she still don't know what she wants. She doesn't know what she wants. She had to break that dude off and say, stop bothering me. Leave me alone. It was wrong. He didn't get that part. It's more than that. You can't tell me it wasn't more than that. Yeah, at that time it was, but she didn't want to go that far. But once she went that far and she said, well, Lawrence is doing everything for our relationship, now
without
I really
telling
feel guilty.
Him, yeah. Without telling him that she slept with Daniel.
Yeah.
If she had told, this is where it really gets real, okay? If she had told if Lawrence the truth, you think Lawrence would have done what he did? If Lawrence did not find out, you think Lawrence would still have done what he did?
Yep.
Okay. I would not. I don't think so. If she was honest and truthful with him when she walked through that door, it at least give him that space to decide what he wanted to do. I don't think he would have done what he did because he found out from her information that she was holding back on him.
Yeah, but
so
still,
she lied.
Still, I still think he would have. I don't know. Okay, let me stop. I mean, because I don't know. That's just, you don't know what's in anybody's mind, but I'm looking at his actions even when he found out, because he was already angry because he figured out what happened, and then he was more upset because she didn't even say nothing.
And on top of
that, you're right.
Her girl Molly allowed her to do it. If you my girl, you should be telling me, girl, you better be honest with him and let him know the deal.
Nah. Yes, she, because she was, she didn't, she
but
didn't.
Molly ain't that smart.
Molly, yeah, Molly don't think that way.
No, she don't.
So
no,
Molly
don't.
Was like, yeah, fuck him. Don't tell him nothing. Because that's what she did with the other dude that she was actually dating. She didn't want to tell him anything, that it wasn't, I don't feel good about this. And when she kind of said it, and then she was kind of like, nah. So she's not honest with her feelings too. Because Molly, even when Issa told her, you need to get a therapist. If your girl came up to you and told you that, maybe you should. And she was like, who the hell are you to tell me that? Your ass need therapy. And, you know, well, until you figure out what you really want, you may need to talk to somebody about that.
Yeah, just like she told you, you got a good man, Lawrence, and look how you treating his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, again, this is what Issa don't see. It was all about her and her insecurities. That's why it's called insecure again.
Mm-hmm.
So what does she want? And she's one of them women who just didn't want to put in the work and be patient.
Well, but again, it's because of her. It's not because of anyone else. Most people do actions on their own. There's things that may cause you to do it, but you still do the actions on your own. And until you own that, and that's what she was trying to tell Molly. You need to own why you can't stay in a relationship. You need to own that. And the only way you can do that is you need to probably talk to somebody.
Well, Issa's need the same damn problem.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, you can't just tell your friend her problem and then, you know, don't look at yourself. Again, I just seriously think that she, during this whole situation, it's just like any other woman. Once they found out their man is doing good and making good money, they decided that, okay. I mean, in this situation, she's like, okay, I don't want to be with Daniel anymore. I don't even want to deal with Daniel anymore. My man is doing good. He's trying to get his life together. What I did was fucked up, which you should have known that before you went and did what you did. But she wanted it. And you could tell that she wanted it.
Yeah. No,
even though she knew he was trying to go, she still wanted it.
So it ain't about the guy doing good. So it ain't about him doing good. So think about it. If you're doing okay, you got things the way you wanted, and you got another guy that you with that's, yeah, he's trying his best, and you see he's making a good effort, but the other guy has the stuff that you really like, that's what you're going to lean toward. You're going to lean toward that.
I just think that with Issa's relationship and her her problems, it was more so her being happy with what she wanted. And if I think that if Lawrence was successful, I don't think that she would have this problem.
But success doesn't mean happiness.
Well, if, as far as her, she was concerned, since she was paying all the bills and he was collecting unemployment because she wasn't paying all the bills.
Oh, she was concerned when you walk inside the house and you got this nigga sitting there not doing nothing. That's what it was.
Okay, so that's what she sees it.
She didn't like that. Okay. And, you know, she's saying, so what your man doing? Man, he just sitting around. He ain't doing. That's what she was pissed at, because then when she was talking with her girl Molly, she's like, yeah, but he's a good guy. No, I want more than this guy just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, right now she got what she deserved. She's now without Lawrence. And Lawrence is fucking Tanya.
Well, but again, we don't even know, you know, where his mind is either, because he still, you know, cares for Issa. But will he get over that? You know, well, he's kind of like, look,
well, you know, I'm how pissed. That works. You I'm know pissed. How that works.
I'm with a girl that care about me. Let's see how this goes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know how that works. You know how that works. I mean, you've been in a relationship 5 years, and you know that that's hard to just walk away from. You know, so I mean, I would see, you know, this is just a guess, the next season where he actually will probably, you know, try to talk to, you know, they'll run into each other, or they'll sit down and talk to each other and see where they're at.
Right. But see, it's still about Issa. Is what does she want? You know what I mean? It's to me, in the end, it's Issa, what do you want? You know what I mean? What do you want? Are you really satisfied now? Are you still going to be chasing something and not have a relationship? Because she had a relationship, but, you know, when you watch this whole series, she really didn't support him as much as he supported her.
Of course. That is huge. Guess who got that damn mess off the damn YouTube?
Yeah, but she telling her boy Daniel, and she telling her girl, and she telling everybody. And he was like, oh yeah, I knew a dude. He took care of it. Yeah, but he's steadily taking care of you.
Yeah.
And you're not really appreciating that. You just selfish in your way to say, I'm having fun with this one guy. Yo, yeah. Fun and actually what you need are two different things. And you're looking at that in a woman perspective. What you were saying was, you know, I'm kind of selfish because I'm looking for the perfect guy.
And now think about this. Lawrence was so angry that, you know, after coming from the donation event, or
fundraiser,
and he's seen her talking to him, to Daniel, and he said something to Daniel, and he's like, yeah, it's over. It's like, yeah, I'm through right now. And I don't even think Daniel knew who he was.
No, he did. He did. Because, and again, this is what's good about certain shows. Certain shows don't show you 100% of everything. If you remember, she looked at her phone and that dude text her. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So he had an idea. Who's this? And then, you know, we don't see it, but he could have seen her talking to Daniel. And then, so he walked out there, be like, you walk out there. Yo, so Lawrence, no, I'm how do you know? Lawrence was like, how do you know such and such? He said, just do whatever, but it's over. So he was kind of putting that two together. And it's like, yo, this is must be that nigga that she was actually texting. So he put it together. That's well, why I'm in his mind,
Daniel knowing who Lawrence was.
No. He didn't know who he was.
I don't think Daniel knew who Lawrence was at all.
But that was irrelevant because he didn't have to know.
Well, I mean, you know, for the fact that they were in that fundraiser event and when, you know, just seeing that and how he just walked out and didn't realize who he was talking to.
But he didn't care because he didn't come there for nobody other than for Issa.
Right.
So he didn't care. So he said. He could have been. No, he didn't care. He was pissed because he was like, no, you're going to recognize me. You're going to wreck. And she was like, nigga, you was just an itch. And he was like, yo, this is so fucked up. This is so. So he didn't care who he was talking to. It could have been anybody standing next to him. He didn't care.
Because he was already pissed off and mad.
Exactly. He wanted just to get the hell up out of there.
So, but I just think that, you know, him going to the strip club and trying to pay for sex.
He didn't try to pay for it. Because it's just like any other dude, they were talking about this too. You tell me it's $200 for a blowjob. Man, you need to get the hell up out of here. You freaking out of your mind. $200? Fuck out of here. $200 that and $400 for sex? Nah, he wasn't going to pay for that shit.
Well, of course. That's what I was getting ready to say. I was like, he ain't going to pay for it. Why would he?
But you said he was trying to pay for sex.
Yeah, he was. But he asked her. He asked her thinking that he was going to get away. You know, it was going to go.
And she offered. And he was like, how much? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she offered because she's trying to get paid. And then it switched to him. It switched back to that. Then he was calling her. So that scene, you know, people take two views on that. You know, when he called her, they were saying, well, he already knew that he was going to have sex with that other come to the house. And I don't think so.
No, I think
he really genuinely was missed her.
Yeah, he went home. He really did miss her. So he went home
and
he
said, I can't do this shit. Exactly.
That's exactly how I said.
Yep.
Nah, I can't do this shit.
I can't do this shit.
Yeah, you know, I can't do this shit. Nah. You lied to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, like I said, this is where I want to come back to. If she had been honest with him at the very beginning, I don't think the situation would have happened the way it did.
I don't know.
If the worst thing is having somebody find out without somebody telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, if you find out, you was like, you were doing this shit for how long? Nah, it gets to be, I mean, to him, I could see where he felt that way. When he just came home, he's like, nah, I can't do this shit. Can't do this. And it's just not gonna work.
And again, I think people fail to understand is when he left, the relationship was over. So you can't say, well, that was fucked up what he did. No, he was done. When he pulled all his stuff from the house, he was done.
Yeah, his pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, when he did that, the relationship was over. Well, that was fucked up. No, it wasn't fucked up. He was the relationship. So before that, he just left. He didn't end the relationship then. He just left. But when he came and got his stuff, that's official. To me, if I strip my stuff from wherever I was staying, that means I'm done.
Yeah.
So whoever I see is who I see. And you on your own right there.
That's right.
Well, you could have talked about it. No, but he ended it. So when he ended it, that said, I'm starting new.
Yeah.
So stop trying to say what he should have done and whatever like that and he should appreciate it. Nah.
But see, the thing is everybody's trying to make excuses for what's her name?
Issa.
Issa.
No, but I love Issa. So, no, yeah, in a way, I want to.
Women are really saying, well, you know.
Because they putting their own shit With Issa.
Yes, well, you know.
So your own experience with some nigga that did that to you, that's all you putting on there. Except for saying, look at the complete situation.
She's wrong. She slept with another man. They were in a relationship.
And
they
was trying.
They said they were committed to this relationship. They didn't say it was an open relationship.
Nope.
They committed to them, each other. Then that means that you don't sleep with somebody else.
Yep.
Period. Man or woman. There's no excuses. There's no, I feel sympathy for her. No, she fucked up. It's her fault. She did this. She did it to herself.
Own that shit.
And she has to take responsibility.
Again, own that shit. If you don't own it, one, you're not gonna get over it on your own. You're not taking care of yourself by owning what you did wrong. That's the first thing. The second thing is to say, what are you going to do to rectify your wrong? Because if you don't do anything to rectify your wrong, then there's a chance that that shit's going to happen again. So you're going to have to do some things ahead in preparation of having that conversation. But Issa tried to hide it. And again, she got girlfriends. Oh, fuck that nigga. Blah, 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 blah. Well, don't worry about it. Don't tell him. And you know, and she's not sure, wait a minute, what should I do? You know.
Well, right now, Issa is not to be trusted.
So, well, in his mind, you know, that's how he's looking at it.
Well, I mean, everybody said, you know, so should you trust Issa right now? No. She's in emotion. Right now, she's suffering her pain, just like he's suffering his pain. And she's going to have to, you know, deal with it. She's just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But
again, you know, this is the life of, you know, single woman trying to hold on to the best man available.
Well,
the best man available. Well, see, not just the best man.
I have to give it to Lawrence. At least he ain't fuck nobody while he was in a relationship. He left and then fucked somebody.
Yeah, but
so
again,
that doesn't count.
The end result was I ended the relationship.
Yep. Yep.
No, how do you know he ended it? Because he took all his shit. Yeah, exactly. And got the hell on.
He took all his shit. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
If he didn't do that and he went out with his boys and then went over to see her then I'd be like, look, man, you just told her you was going to try.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Why did you tell her that? That was kind of fucked up, you telling her that. Then go, no, he went to the house. He probably was going to stay, and he was just like, look, man, I just can't fucking do this.
Yep.
So he took everything stating it's over.
Right, exactly.
Then he went to see it. So interesting. And then I loved how people interpret everything, which makes it so interesting for the second season. I mean, even after all this is said and done, everybody who has their opinion can't wait for the next season.
Oh, they can't wait. That's going to be a long time.
Yeah. But it's amazing because, and then I think she got nominated for what? Golden Globes?
Yeah, her and her girl Molly.
Both of them?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So great. I mean, people recognize this was a well-written, well-acted series.
But the good thing, you know, one thing is I have to say a lot of people do can relate to it. It was a lot of people who could relate to the story, the situation. It was just not a black issue.
No, it was an open issue with relationships.
Exactly.
It just happened to be black people.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you look at these white shows and say, I can't relate to it, you actually can if you take the color away.
Yep.
This is the same thing with this black show. You can relate to it if you just take the color away. Take the color away and even some of the environment. Guess what? Issa was in a whole room full of white people at her job.
That's right.
Molly was in a job with everybody there but her. And there was a couple of black people. You don't know what they were doing there. But same thing. You could have made any of them white and it would have been fine.
Exactly.
So that's what makes the writing good for any show. If you do it right, it doesn't matter about color. But the fact that the life that they lived relates to their actions and what they do, which made it just amazing for me. You know, it's just that and Atlanta are the two that the writing and the perspective and everything that goes on takes you to a whole nother place.
Yeah, I have to, like I said, the show Insecure was really good. It was very, very real. And it's crazy how the internet, Twitter, Facebook are just blowing up about the whole, how would you say, surprise ending of the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it almost seem like the show is going to end, but actually it's not. But right. it was definitely something that I can't wait for a second season. I can't Absolutely. Wait to see what second season is yep. going to be like.
And the writing is so well done. And, you know, the good thing is HBO. So since it's HBO, they're going to allow them to write in what they want.
And also there's a lot of men watching it, which was awesome.
Yeah.
This is
a girl show.
Yes, it's a girl show, but this was a men show. These men were watching it like they were cheering for Lawrence. Yay!
But think about this. Prior to that, they were all cheering for Issa because we all love Issa. She is just the coolest ass girl. Even though she insecure, not knowing what she wanted, she's just cool as hell. And the guys love the hell out of her. And we all do. But in the end, we was like, yeah, Lawrence, get yours, nigga. That's right. Get it. You know, if she did that to me, motherfucker, I would have been like, and I was like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, they were saying that. But also, Molly is a damn.
She's a trip. But I love Molly because I just know women like that. So I just that's why I like Molly, you know.
Goddamn,
she got
why
issues.
You have to mess with the boy from damn Enterprise like that.
Yeah, I know she do him over.
That was messed up, man. Molly, he was perfect for you. God damn it, I was so mad at her. I was like, damn, why are you dissing him like that?
Yeah, just let it go. Oh my goodness. Let it go, girl. Just let it go. Oh. I can't let it go. Like, all right. Then our other girlfriends was like, yeah, he gay, girl. I don't know about that. And he'd be like, look, you ain't even got a man. Shut the fuck up. You know?
What, the other ones that, one, the other girl, she ain't had no man. The other one, her husband gay. She just don't know.
Yeah, I know, right? So I saw that shit, too. I was kind of like, yo, you gonna find out your man gay anyway.
I had to say that with that because that guy.
Yo, man, gay anyway. Man. I was like, that's going to come through. We'll see.
Yeah, that definitely. But that was such a good damn show. So I think that everybody is still, you know, going to be talking about it for another week or two.
Yeah. And then they're going to, you know, hopefully hear something. Hopefully, you know, she based a lot of it on her, what was it? What show she had it on? YouTube?
Yeah, she had a small show on YouTube. It was a big
Hopefully,
hit.
Yeah, she can extend.
A lot of people were saying they should go back and watch it, see how it actually happened. Because the skits on YouTube was less than 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wasn't huge, like 30-minute episodes.
They were like small 10-minute skits and everything.
Yeah, because I was watching shows like that back in 2011. They had small skit shows that did 5-minute skits on YouTube. So
hopefully she should be able to build from that. But but she established a complete show, so they may need to do a whole bunch of rewriting. But I think, you know, I just real excited to see where she would go from this, because, you know, it's not going to be hard. It just may be uncomfortable for people to say, she shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? She shouldn't have went that way. Because you're not going to please everybody. But if you make it reality, it's going to be like, yep, it could have went that way. Or, yep, it could have went that way. And I think she's good enough, and the writers and everyone is good enough to say, this is the direction we're going on the next season.
Exactly. So we'll see. We're going to see. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Me too. So amazing. Insecure HBO. We'll have the podcast out on that, and hopefully you can put your opinions on it. But we really enjoyed the show. Waiting on the next season. We got a whole new, not new, but a bunch of shows that's supposed to be coming back out in the next year. But we're going to see what's new that's out there, and we'll be podcasting those shows as well, and a couple of movies that we're basically seeing. But this is our podcast on Insecure. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes.
And look forward to Women, Coffee, and Tech. No. Coffee Women in Tech.
Yes. Coffee Women in Tech website.
Coffeewomenintech.com.
Find me on Twitter, which is Fine, F-I-N-E, B-L-K, Woman.
Yep. And Urban L Style Cafe on Twitter and Dreadlock Connoisseur. So check us out. That's where you'll find the podcast on as well on either site. And I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you soon. We should be doing some tech coming up, and you'll be able to enjoy that as well. Well, thanks for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Have a good day. Bye, Leisha.
Bye.